Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. The Lost Zane Recordings. The free view of the Lost Zane Recordings happen right now. I post the full show on my Patreon. It's part of the 15 plus hours of content that I put up there every week for just a $5 or $10 donation to your old pal Eric Zane. So I guess the way I built this was, if you appreciate and like the free podcast, well, you know, throw a couple of bones my way for 1 month, try it out and see if you like it. You don't like it, no big deal. Sometimes people try it out and they're like, yeah, I like it, but I don't have any time to listen to the fucking thing. Well, you know, I get it. You do whatever you want to do. I appreciate the help. I am really, really listener supported. I am like my own public radio station. Anything that I've obtained from doing podcasting has been through good old-fashioned elbow grease and consistency. Not a lot more to it than that. Thank you for the support. Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's if you really want to help me out in it. Man, I'm telling you, it really puts some wind in the sails of your old pal Eric Zane. So check it out, patreon.com/Eric Zane for $5 or $10 a month. Here's a free view of what I post. And I just appreciate that. You listening, giving me your time. That means a lot. If you want, you can convert it to a yearly at any one point, and I'll knock 10% off the price. So there you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view.
And good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show. Bright and early. Show number 180. Is that milestone like, Ben?
Nah.
Nah.
Because then every 10, you can just say, I hit another milestone.
Yeah, I'd say like every 25, every 50 maybe.
I think 25 to 50 is milestone number right now. And then once that
200 will be huge.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't happen that often. But then once you rattle off like 5 200s to make it like 1,000, then it's only like every 1,000 or 500, right, Stu? Welcome.
That is correct.
Now, you see, this is a normal conversation of just silly, tongue-in-cheek nonsense about these numbers.
Yeah.
Had our ultra-talented Julius been in here, it would have basically been, I don't care. I don't care, and you're stupid.
Stupid.
I hate stuff. Stuff is dumb. You suck, and you're stupid. Everything you do is stupid.
Stupid.
Idiot.
Stop being stupid.
I'm glad I can have those moments where I lash out like that. Because it feels...
It's cathartic.
It feels exceptional. It's like deep breathing.
Exceptional. That's a good word.
This is... Stu is here, the other voice you're hearing. Of course, Ben. Welcome in to the 29th of December. I always have trepidation when I say that because I'm afraid I'm going to botch that.
Mess the day.
Yeah, it's all about day numbers apparently for me.
You get the show number right, but not the day.
Some snow may begin today. Actually, there's a pretty good chance between that you'll see some snow on and off for the next couple of days. Maybe some lake effect moving through. Tis the season, I guess.
Hell yeah.
35 outside right now, but a little windy.
A little brisk.
Yeah. So pretty much normal. I mean, I'm looking at highs of 29 for Friday, 35 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Lows of, you know,
whatever.
Mid-20s. I'm okay with this. As long as you don't get deep freeze like oh, yeah, a low today of 1 right. Or a high of,
high of 8.
6.
Yeah.
Awful. That's just absurd.
Yep.
I don't understand how some folks in way northern climates, like we had a dude from the Griffins, Joey Hickens, he's from Kamloops, British Columbia. It's 4 hours north of Vancouver, so you're getting up there.
That's Russia.
So, yeah, but yesterday on the show here, the discussion was, okay, Stu, will anybody die, another famous person, before the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you said?
I said, absolutely. I think, I don't know. I think I did say someone would.
I'm pretty sure you did. And then I think According to a listener, you said, and maybe Ben can confirm this, you said it was someone that we're not going to expect.
Yeah.
Does that sound right to you?
That sounds like something I would say.
Now, in terms of age, Debbie Reynolds, I mean, 84 is 84.
Right.
Any way you slice it, there's a little bit of, oh boy.
A little older.
Geez, okay.
She's a Grey Panther.
Yes, she was a Grey Panther. And the fact, though, that it happened a day after her daughter died. Now, right. That adds the unexpected.
A little creepy.
To it, right? Yeah.
And I think it was more unexpected for me because I thought she already was dead. I did.
Did you really think that?
Yeah, I already thought Debbie was dead. I apologize.
Had we said that on the air?
No.
Okay.
No.
So even yesterday you thought she was already dead?
Yes. Sorry.
We never did discuss. Well, it's, I mean, you think, I mean.
I thought she was dead. Fisher is dead. I thought Debbie was dead.
Right.
And I was wrong.
We didn't really get into it. And so there would be no need for you to say it. And you know, she was prominent at a time when the baby boomers are well aware.
But yes.
I wasn't even really. Oh, I still cannot recall anything.
Other than she was Carrie Fisher's mom.
Yeah.
And married Eddie Fisher. That's it. That's all I know her.
You hear all these things. She did pass away. She actually went to her son Todd's house, who's like 52 and 54 or something like that. And was like, hey, to discuss the next step with Carrie Fisher passing.
Yep.
And she strokes out.
Ugh. Horrible.
So if you're him, though, you got to be like, what, huh?
What is happening here?
And so then rush to the hospital. And I remember Diana is when she usually, you'd be surprised. She's the one who brings me news half the time. I'll be sitting around the house, and I know it's trouble when I hear, oh, dear. Oh, geez. But typically, when she's very susceptible to falling for these internet hoaxes. So, seven or eight times a day, I'll hear, oh, goodness, Tom Cruise is dead. Oh, he died. Oh, hairpin turned on a cliff. Gone. Son of a gun. I can't believe it. 15 minutes later. Do you know who Sam Jackson is? Yeah. Well, he's dead. He died in this crazy accident. It was a hairpin turn.
She's falling for everything?
Yeah. And so, that happens with quite a bit of regularity. So
a lot of people are gullible.
When I hear, I think it's cute, too. But I say, oh, honey, you might want to check on that one. I mean, if you're getting it on smudgeinfo.com, and that's the big site for it, I'm just thinking you might want to consider the source. It might be just clickbait trying to.
They're the story breaker.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, no. What? Debbie Reynolds had a stroke. It's not looking good. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, sure. No, I'm serious. This one's legit as hell. So, okay. And then by the end of the hour. No, actually, a few hours later, I'm getting Jack Annette, who is freaking out because of the spooky nature of it.
Oh.
I think he wanted to come back to the radio station and do all Debbie Reynolds for the night. On hot news and coverage and a complete retrospective on her career. And I was like, Dave, settle down.
Right.
Just go home. Go to bed. It's definitely weird. Stu predicted it.
Yep.
Even though you already thought she was dead.
I thought she already was dead.
Which has got to be the revelation of today.
Sorry.
It has to be. That's terrific, though, that you actually. So take us through your day when the news came. What went through your head? Was it as simple as, oh, I thought she was dead?
It was kind of like, yeah, I know she's dead because I thought she died a long time ago. That's what it was. I had to like go and fact check the fact that she died yesterday. It was one of those things.
Okay.
Truly. I kind of felt like a moron.
Well, the thing is, though, had you revealed it on the air here, no one would have known if you chose to.
Sorry.
To keep it. No.
I should be truthful, right?
No. You were. I'm glad. I think you did the right thing.
Mm.
There was, as the day unfolded yesterday, one of the things I stumbled across, and I think you saw it too, Stu, was I see a headline. Steve Martin deletes Twitter tribute to Carrie Fisher after backlash.
Yeah.
Now, this headline to me made no sense. I thought to myself, now, I know for a fact that Steve Martin is a very thoughtful man.
He is.
And hasn't in any way over the years. I mean, his comedy has been pure joy. And I've never detected.
By Sam's Club.
Already?
That's going to drive me crazy today. If I. Time out. Everything's on hold. I had a hat trick yesterday, did I not? It was pointed out on Twitter by Scott from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart Lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
Out of 13 breaks, to already have it on the first break.
This has got to be a record.
That sets us. It's never happened, as far as I know. Probably has happened. It sets us up for great potential to have a four-peat performance today. Just if you're keeping score at home, keep that in mind. So, anyway, where was it? See how what it does
Steve
completely
Martin,
ruins me. I am ruined.
Come on, man.
So anytime he has done comedy, Steve Martin's comedy has been, it's been right where it needs to be for him. This guy hasn't gone out and he doesn't seem like any type of person to smear anybody in any way. So, and being that he's an older man, I thought, wait a minute, Steve Martin, what could he possibly have done? This must be out of left field completely. Let's see. Let's follow up and see what the big trouble is.
Check it out.
But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I wonder if this is people reading into something, and I think it is. I'll read you what went down. Steve Martin received backlash for a tribute he paid to Carrie Fisher on Twitter. On Tuesday, Martin wrote in a since-deleted tweet, quote, "When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well." And I read it, and I went, okay, next paragraph. Media outlets and fans immediately turned on the comedian, saying Martin's tweet had a sexist undertone. However, many fans came to Martin's defense, saying backlash over his tweet was uncalled for, including a Twitter user who screen grabbed the post. A rep for Martin did not immediately return Fox 411's request for comment. That's where I'm pulling the story.
Gotcha.
Now, it adds that during her life, Fisher was outspoken about rampant sexism and ageism in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, the actress addressed critics who objectified her appearance. Okay, so that's pretty much all you need to know. Okay, Stu, start us off on this. What's happening here? What are your thoughts on this, please?
Nothing. This is a non-story. Steve Martin, the tweet that he had, it was perfect. He was talking about when he was a young man, he's a little older than Carrie Fisher. He's like, this is a beautiful young lady. That's his first thing about her, right? Like when you saw Star Wars, right? You saw her as Princess Leia. What were you thinking?
The princess. Yeah. Gorgeous. And then, you know, I mean, as time would pass, they actually, the filmmakers, well, Lucas, I mean, he put her in a metal bikini.
Right.
Sitting next to Jabba the Hutt. So we saw her in all her glory in her 20s, okay?
She was a lovely young lady. And then he got to know her as a human being, and she was witty and smart, and she had driven. I don't understand the backlash on Steve right here.
Okay.
I don't get it. And the funny thing is, when I saw Huffington Post, they kind of posted lambasting him and everything. The picture they used to kind of like show her was when she was Princess Leia, right?
Yeah.
Like, why are you using that young picture of her? Use a picture of her from last year.
You know, the only thing I could say is when he made the tweet, he... Being as he's been around for a long, long time, I think that he should have sensed that that was going to turn against him. And had he just said, a incredibly smart, witty, lovely human being passed today and will be forever missed.
I suppose.
But
I mean, how was he feeling?
Exactly. It's, you can't, if he's really, really upset, he's right. You're going to write what comes to his heart. And that it should be okay, but it's absurd what you cannot say in this day and age.
You have to be worried about everybody coming at you or anybody coming at you. And Steve Martin's a good guy. He hasn't done anything wrong. People should just leave him alone. Who cares?
Man.
Knock it off. Twitter.
What about Cinnabon? You see what Cinnabon did?
No, what did Cinnabon do? They did a buy one, get one or something?
Cinnabon? Also faced criticism for a tweet they sent out saying, rest in peace, rest in peace, Carrie Fisher. You'll always have the best buns in the galaxy.
What's wrong with that?
So they're referring to the hair, right?
Yes, clearly.
Okay.
People are getting mad about...
Is it because there's someone could crack a smile over a story about someone dying?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
They took it lightly. Cinnabon. Took it lightly. Imagine that, Lordy.
I guess the way people die in the world is you have to throw yourself on the ground and you have to curl up in a fetal position and go,
wail.
You know, I don't know.
Relax.
Maybe it's timing that you know how they say, what is it? Time plus tragedy equals comedy.
Yes.
Not that they're shooting for big laughs there.
Right.
But what do they say? A little bit of levity?
Uh-huh.
In the situation,
great.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I think that that's a perfect example of
was
that.
Was it too... It can't be too soon for them either, because if they posted that, like, next week, it loses any
of
its
then it's too
force.
Late.
Right, it's
you gotta,
too late.
You gotta be... Too late. We couldn't really, you know, get more people in the door to buy cinnamon pastries.
Cinnabons at the airport. People are dumb.
All right, Stu. So, you know, we had this discussion 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Now, New Year's Eve is Saturday.
Someone else going to die?
That's my question.
Yes.
Oh, no. Come on. You did it again.
I'm calling it, everybody. I don't have a specific name in mind. But I do think at least one more person will pass.
Have you ever...
Steve Martin will pass.
You are getting... You're getting very specific.
It will not be Steve Martin. Erase, erase, erase.
Have you ever predicted something? You know, but it wasn't... And it can... And when I say this, what qualifies could be you just saying something in jest and then it coming true.
Yeah. It happens more frequently. Like, I mean, not a ton, but more frequently than it should.
So you could either have said, you know what's going to happen, and then authoritatively say it, like Steve Martin is going to die, which was all tongue-in-cheek, or it could have been just a comment you made in passing.
Yeah, I'll say things like, oh, yeah, I know it's going to happen, and then it does happen. But in my brain, I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe that happened.
After the big event in my life this year, do you know this story?
I don't think so.
Which I like to refer to now as my past life.
my past life.
There was a moment, and I didn't recall it until Pellerito brought it up for me, and he said, this is creepy. This is unbelievable, and he posted it. There was a moment when I was doing the show, and I don't remember the context in which I said it. I think we were, it was something about predictions. It was, I think it may have been a segment about predicting.
All right.
And I said, hey guys, I'm going to start a podcast. And they go, what? Ben, do you remember this?
I do. Yeah.
Oh.
Did it? You probably remembered that I'd said it before someone pointed it out to me.
Yeah, and I think you even called it the Eric Zane Show.
I did. I said, hey guys, guess what?
Yeah.
I go, hey, I'm going to start a podcast. It's going to be in my living room. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it on the internet, and it's going to be a podcast called the Eric Zane Show. Yep, it's going to be big. I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here. I'm out. I said what happened.
Prognosticator.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You know how they say if you think about something long enough, you tend to gravitate towards that goal in a weird way? Some people don't believe that. They think that that's hogwash. Mm. Well, after weeks and weeks on a couch in a professional's office, that was said to me. You know, Eric, you shouldn't think those thoughts. You should try to think positive thoughts, Eric.
Oh, yes. I'm with you now.
Oh my!
You made it come true, man. You did it.
Just quit playing mind games with yourself. You're mind effing yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Your mind will always do that. There's always self-doubts and whatever this or that. And you just got to believe in yourself, right?
Yeah. As Steve Martin should believe that he's going to live today.
He will live today.
Regardless of what Stu has said. Now, Stu, if on the outside chance something happens to Steve Martin.
Please, God,
what are we going to do? We can't have you on anymore. You can't come in tomorrow.
I won't be in tomorrow if Steve Martin happens to pass away tonight.
Okay.
I'll sleep in.
Ben, be ready. You might fill in for Stu. if you suddenly see Steve Martin is croaked.
Double duty.
No Stu tomorrow. Maybe we'll call you on the phone.
I won't answer the phone, man. I won't.
What happens when your six-year-old wants to go on a shopping spree? And the only way the kid knows how is through the phone or a computer. You'll find out next, coming up at 6:24. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it, my free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again, folks. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.